Okay, everyone, welcome to the Hardcore Italians podcast. We got a home base episode today, introducing a couple of the people on the team behind the scenes making it all happen. We got Isabella and Gianna.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
First podcast of the year, first home base podcast ever.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling? You excited?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for hopping on. Do you guys want to give a quick background about you guys really quick each?
Yeah.
Go first.
So I'm a designer, user experience and interaction and programming. I love designing, and it is why I am here in the first place. And my heritage in Italian culture and those tied together is like my dream job. So that's, you know, why I ended up here. So, yeah.
Appreciate that.
Like the same thing for me. I went to school for marketing, ad PR, and all that kind of stuff, like kind of business and communications. And obviously growing up being an Italian girl, like all I wanted to do was be a part of my culture and do something that ties in my skills and my culture. Like dream job, just like you said.
Yeah, exactly.
Dream job.
And, you know, I could tell you guys like are super passionate about it even since the first day. Like I know before we even hopped on, you were saying about how you were like cold emailing and DMing the page, and like even you, Bella, like messaging Gianna to message me, and like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's when people are passionate, I just want to give them a shot, and just, you know, that's how I always am. Like, I just want passionate people, and I don't know, to just carry on this mission. I feel like it's an important mission
for sure.
Yeah.
And, you need people with the passion and the understanding. So I really appreciate all the work you guys do.
Yeah.
You know,
of course.
And you know, I know you guys said what you do for us, but it's also a family business. So
yeah,
I feel like that's when it's a family business, you do a little bit of everything. Yesterday we're cleaning and doing this, and you know what I mean? We're looking at mics and doing, you know, all this different stuff. So, you know, I appreciate that as well too. Like, you know, I feel like it's definitely a family vibe in here.
Like, it is.
Yeah. Cause, I don't know if people know, like if we're a family business or not a business, but even like, it's very much family in here, as you could tell. Sometimes it's almost to a point where it's embarrassing.
Somebody once thought I was your sister and Mary's daughter, because they're like, it's a family business. You must be the sister. I'm like, we may act like family, but I swear to God, I don't think I'm related.
That was like when WGN came in and they were asking if we're all related and if we're all cousins, because we were all like, we're tan, and like we all kind of like look like each other, I guess, in a way. Like, it's so funny how like we kind of are, like became family.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how we want to keep it and how we want to treat it. And sometimes I'm just a little nervous, like when we bring in people here, because I'm like, this is, I mean, you're like in the family and there's arguments, or we don't argue too much, but it's like there's chaos, obviously, being in an Italian family. And like, that's how work is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
So sometimes I'm a little nervous with like, you know, we got to get my parents on a podcast too.
Definitely.
Oh, 100%.
Big Mike and Mary need to get on here for sure.
But sometimes I'm like, oh man, I hope they get, like, they, you know, understand the culture here and stuff. That's super important to me. So
for
I appreciate
sure.
it.
Yeah. You know? I mean, even yesterday after work, I think I went up to you and I was like, hey, I'm really sorry if I was being a little mean yesterday like today at work. But like, we all love each other here. It's so obvious. Like when we come into work, we just all have a good time, but we're all very hardworking people. So
Work hard, play hard.
Literally. But like being Italian, working hard, like it all just kind of ties in together. And I think that we were all raised with the same idea that like family obviously comes first. And being a part of a family business means that family is very important. So you got to say sorry, but you also got to love each other.
Yeah.
Like you're going to snap sometimes, but we all pretty much get along for the most part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would say. Yeah.
Exactly. So
Italian temper can get a little heated sometimes.
For sure. For sure.
Exactly. But you guys want to tell us a little bit more about yourselves and how you kind of, you know, your background, like your college education, stuff like that. And, you know, how when you started working and how long and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we were just talking, I had my job at Hardcore started through Gianna, a really good family friend of Mike's. I had met her. And I was telling her, I was just opening up to her about, like, I couldn't find an internship, like, for the life of me. My junior year, I think it was my senior or my junior year of college.
It's rough in these streets as
a
college
student.
It's
so hard. And I could not find an internship. Like, nothing that interests me. It just kind of all sounded like it was just going to be a lot of work with, like, basically no payoff.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, I work for Hardcore. Like, if you're, like, into social media and marketing and advertising and stuff like that, like, Mike would probably really be able to help you. And I was like, yeah, like, I know hardcore. Like, I want to work for hardcore. Like, I remember being so excited. I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I got an internship with hardcore. Like, he gave me a call and I was like so over the moon. And yeah, so I was an intern for probably like 6 months for a social media manager running Italian Food Daily and Mag Italy or Magnificent Italy. And it just kind of grew into something. Like, I learned a lot from him, I would say. Like, he really developed my skills and like a bunch of things that like Adobe and stuff. Like, I never learned that in school. So like, I just kind of built up all my skills. And then when I graduated a semester early from Loyola. First thing I said, I was just like, I want to go work for Mike. So now I'm here.
Appreciate
it's
that.
Been a year. And I'm now the marketing manager and it's been so much fun. I think a year and 2 months now I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm coming up on that too.
Yeah.
I think you started like a month before me.
So yeah.
Our anniversary is close together.
Damn. That's crazy. I never thought about that,
yeah,
to be honest.
We figured that out the other day and we were like, oh, damn. Like that happened like kind of like on top
really
of
close.
Each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was your...
Yeah. So as you said, I was cold calling. I was basically cold calling and like I was applying to a shit ton of internships like you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just going to start cold calling. So I have been following hardcore for years. And I was like, let's just see. I DM'd their main Instagram account. Are you looking for a designer? And whoever was on the other end was like, DM
Justin.
Or yeah,
Justin for sure.
And they were like, just email Mike. And then out of, you know, timing or anything, he was like, come in on Thursday. It was 2 days from when I emailed him. And we had an interview and we hit it off. And I've been here since and I love it. So yeah.
Yeah. And thinking back at your interview, there's no way I was saying no to you, Gianna. Like,
yeah.
But I don't know if you knew this story, but like, I don't know. We set up a time for you to come in or whatever. And you know how it is here. Like, I'm wearing joggers and I'm not really like super like jeaned up or like wearing a suit every day. But
I came in a full Aritzia tracksuit. Like, I fully dropped money to get a tracksuit for this interview.
I love it.
Everybody's in sweatpants. I'm in like an Aritzia tracksuit.
Oh my God, Bella. She came in and she's full-blown suit. She had a clipboard. Here's my portfolio. Here's a thing I wrote about Italian heritage. Like a whole thing. Like I was like, oh my God. Like I was super impressed.
Oh,
so it was awesome.
Thank you,
so
that's so funny.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what I was wearing. I think I came in a pair and I think I came in like the old vintage, like Goodfellas, like kind of like baseball kind of varsity Italian jackets. I think that's so funny though. That you
yeah,
that with the clipboard is crazy.
I came in so I came in so proper. I'm like, I have no clue what I'm walking into.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm at the right place.
Yeah,
I'm at the right place.
At the right
you gotta
standard.
Be. But that's what I'm saying. We don't like the corporate stuff here, and that's what I'm saying. We like keeping it a family business and all that comes along with that. You know, so that's something we're trying to really continue as we grow.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
and that's what I love about this. I love the more like the mission and what we stand for, and that's why I love working here.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people appreciate it. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like people go in the corporate world and it's just really, it's chaotic and it's just too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
way too much.
That's not how it is in Italy. That's not, you know, like we're supposed to be enjoy work, you know, like we're supposed to enjoy what we do and family first. And, you know, like corporate America businesses don't give a crap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
was literally watching a TikTok today and like someone was talking about how in Italy she got a job and they were saying like, what days do you need off? And she was saying, look, I might need this week off. I might need that week off. And they were like, I don't care about that. Like, what month do you need off? Like, is there any months?
Oh my God, amazing. The month?
Yeah. Versus like here, it's like, if you say, hey, could I go like 1 o'clock for a dentist appointment? They're like, are you serious? You know?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So that's something like, I don't know, we try to take pride in. And I didn't realize how like valuable it is until started working with more employees and people that like coming in and like, they just want out of it or, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah. So. Yeah, how was like that for you then when you started all of this? Like, what's like, kind of how did it all begin and like with everything?
Yeah, I mean, my story kind of leads right from that. So basically, my dad is, I mean, you know him, he's ideas and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's just got heart, like hardcores in his blood. He always says like, be a lion, play hard. Like,
I get texts at 4 a.m. about design ideas.
Oh yeah, exactly. He's up and he's thinking, you know, and, so basically he was a coach of my baseball team, you know, all growing up, and I swear to God, first place trophies every year. Like
really?
He just was different than any other coach. You know, we have this saying we've been trying to push more here. You know, Mike's been saying it first to third. Cause when I say the story, that's how it goes is he just had a different philosophy. He was, you know, we would when we were playing baseball, I would get on first base and he would say, I want you on third and two pitches. And the first baseman's telling the pitcher, you go, you stealing. You know what I mean? I'm like, Dad, you couldn't have gave me like a signal or something. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I want you on third.
Yeah.
You know, in two pitches. You know what I mean? And that's like the mentality, you know, that he just has. And that's mm-hmm. why we were successful. Yeah, you know what yeah. I mean? So he like loved what he did with coaching and he was good. And he started making t-shirt designs for us and he made hardcore sports. Like he was trying to incorporate that play hard mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And he was making shirts that said hardcore sports, hardcore baseball. And like, ask anyone on my baseball team on the day, we had the best uniforms. Like we would show up to the games, best dressed, like
typical
kicking people's.
I was going to say, why am I not surprised?
Oh my God. We had like the matching bags, the matching, like, what do you call them? Not sandals, but I don't know, spikes.
Yeah.
We had the
yeah,
matching spikes. We had the matching hats. We had like helmets all matching. Like everything was to a T. We had the merch. Like it was, you know what I mean? He had fun with that
that's
too.
Awesome.
Like that's what I'm saying. Everything you do like with your full effort. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that goes back to the Italian thing too. Like we don't half-ass anything, you know?
No.
So he was kind of developing relationships with like people that make merchandise and then being proud Italian, he made one that said hardcore Italians. So then, you know, he grew up in Berwyn Cicero, and you know how all those people are in Chicago.
Yep.
They're proud to be Italian.
Mm-hmm,
so
sure.
It just started getting crazy where people are like, give me that hardcore shirt, you know? And all his family friends were like, you know, getting shirts and wearing them and taking pictures. And I always remember that. Like, I always want to remember the people who helped start it. Like, you know, my dad would make a page and we had 100 followers and they would be taking pictures and we had stuff to post and then they would be posting it and their friends wanted one. And then all of a sudden my dad's getting like, you know, emails from people saying, I live in this state. Can I get a shirt? I live in that state. Can I get a shirt? And then,
awesome.
Yeah, then there was eBay.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? So he was really taking it off and props to him too. Like, I don't know how many dads like just take a shot at things either and just stock merchandise in the freaking garage
sure.
and just are
and
like,
just try something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like it's,
throw
you
things
know.
At the wall. Something's bound to stick, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And it's just like, so I'm saying it's like the American dream is to like do a business and he's always had like a passion for it. And, you know, he just started getting it rolling, you know, and basically we talked one day and, you know, I'm in high school at the time and he's like, he needed help and he came and we just had a conversation to be 50-50 partners in the business. Like, what dad is going to their son at 16 years old? Do you want to be 50-50 business partners?
You know
what
I mean? You were that young.
Wow.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. So
that's awesome though.
Yeah. So he like, you know, in the early years, like was putting in a lot of work. Like, you know, we're getting, or I was doing all the computer stuff, helping with that, helping with the social media. Like it started, you know, we started with eBay and then I built a site. Then I'm like, this site kind of sucks. I had to build a better one and I'm working on blogs and working on social media. And then he was getting the merch, ordering it, stocking it, getting orders out. And, you know, he works like 2 a.m, you know? So he's working 2 a.m, getting home at noon, packing orders. And then we're like, he just doesn't stop. And it's like
the epitome of like an Italian old school.
Like
dad.
Just, it never stops.
Never sleeps.
The emphasis on the never stops, literally.
Exactly. And so basically, you know, this was like end of high school, it started. And then I went to college and I was just working on it. You know, I was a kid. I don't know how I freaking passed college, to be honest. My motto was C's get degrees.
Love
you know
it.
What I mean?
Love that.
Yeah. So like, I just had a tough time. I could never take tests and stuff. So I just kind of was like working on hardcore. Like I was in class in the back, like I would pick the seat in the back and I'd have my laptop up and I'm making blogs and who knows what the teacher's
what
saying type
studying?
Of deal.
Wow.
Business. So I got business administration's my major and I got a minor in marketing.
Cool.
Awesome.
You know, I would argue that I learned more about business and actually doing the business than anything they taught me in school.
I was just gonna say because you're so insightful, like, and I'm not just saying that because you're my boss. You know what I mean? Like, you're really smart, and like, that's really. I'm kind of surprised to hear that, like, you weren't like in love with like learning about like kind of business classes and stuff. Because like, I had the same experience in a way where it's like, I sat in the back. I didn't really care. I did not want to be at school. Like, we talked about it one time. Like, sorry, mom and dad, but like I barely went to school. You know what I mean? Like I really didn't. So like that's just interesting for you to say. Like,
yeah, exactly. So basically, I graduated, got my degree, and then you know Mario who comes in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He, you know, I was looking for jobs. I couldn't really find anything. He was like, I do beer delivery. You know, they need marketers at this company. You know that I work with. they're merchandisers, they're called. Mm. So I was like, oh, that sounds cool. Like maybe I'll get free beer or something, Peroni on deck. You know what I mean? So I graduated and basically I started this job in beer, but the girl basically told me, she's like, listen, we don't have any merchandising jobs available right now. But what you could do is you could start working on the beer trucks. And like when a position opens, you'll be first in line to like have a merchandising job. So I was like, that's cool. You know what I mean? Like I was on the route with Mario a lot of the times and I'm delivering beer, but it was tough. And they don't pay you, like they just say you get $100 a day. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
So that, okay. Yeah, $100 a day, that's your pay. Okay. So you see, like Mario's coming in early on Mondays. There's a reason, because everyone stocks up Thursday, right. Friday for the weekend. Right. So Monday, like you're done at, you know, you're done in a few hours or whatever. Right. So, but you know, you never know what route you're on and stuff like that. So I'm working with him. It was fun working with him always. You know what I mean? And it's like, it was a tough freaking job for $100. It was really bad. I was like, honestly, because you know what the Chicago winters too, like it was bad. It's ice.
Oh yeah.
And you know, there was a couple days where it was good, but then there was just some days where, you know, it's $100 a day. It's icy out. It's snowing out. They're like, yeah, you're on the keg route today. So you've got to wheel two large kegs. You know what I mean? They give you a two wheeler and then they say, oh yeah. So the kegs are all wired to people's basements, the business owner's basements.
Oh,
so, wow. So like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So basically, hey Mike, go down two flights of stairs with two kegs on a two wheeler. Like I'm going like this deep. I'm like, I was like, I'm going to die if I keep doing this freaking
job. Sounds like rocket science.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
For $100 a day. And then Fridays, it's like, you know, I started at like 5 or 6 in the morning, whatever it was. And, you know, there was this one day specifically where, keep in mind too, I've been watching Gary Vee and all these people too, that kind of inspired me to like push me a little bit. But there was one day where it was one of those days I'm like doing the keg route thing and it's just like hard labor, not a lot of money. And I'm sitting on the route and like, you know, you deliver beer to one place, then you get back in the truck, you deliver beer in the next place. So like I'm on my phone in between like this long day. I think I started at 6, got home at like 7, sitting in traffic, whatever. And, I don't know. There was just one point where I'm like, it was getting towards the end of the day and it was a tough day. And I'm like, I just got an order on my phone for $120. What am I doing working a 10-hour plus day, you know, like on this beer truck, risking my life? Like I was trying to go to the marketing like office and tell them like, do you have anything's open yet? Do you have anything's open yet? They kept saying no. Yeah. And then I'm listening to Gary Vee and Gary Vee's like, you're young. Take a freaking shot. You know what I mean? Like you could blow your 20s and like, who cares? Like you have no responsibilities, no whatever.
Yeah.
So then I just go in and I quit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I quit and I kind of told my parents like, let's do this, you know? And they were like, are you sure? You know, being like, they believe in it, but they like really wanted me to be sure. And I just knew I freaking was. And I was like, let's take a shot. And the thing is too, like, we reinvest every dollar, even today. We're reinvesting every dollar back into the business. I'm not driving a Ferrari. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like when money comes in, I'm putting money back in. We're changing, obviously, all the changes we're doing in here and all the equipment and all this stuff. Like we put money back in. So, you know, it wasn't like no one was focusing on it 100% until I graduated and took it full time. So there wasn't, it's not like we had $1 million in the bank. You know what I mean? Like there might have been, I don't know how much in there, but, you know, we basically, when I graduated and said, let's do it full time, like the bank account was at zero. Like me and my dad barely ever paid ourselves. I don't even know if we did pay ourselves, to be honest, the whole time.
Yeah.
So like it was a risk. You know what I mean? Because we got the warehouse, I hired somebody, then I started to pay myself. So like it was a risk. Like there was zero in the bank account. Like I quit a job. So, you know, I don't know. But what ended up happening was once I gave it my full time energy and effort, it just like doubled that year or whatever, you know, and then it just started becoming into something. And like, I'm still so grateful every day to do this. I really am, you know, because it's tough out there. So,
Seriously. You know? Wow. That's a really good story. I feel inspired. I'm like a little wow. Like I could see it playing out in my head right now.
Yeah. I gave you the long version too, but
we appreciate that though. I feel like it's interesting to hear how this all came about because obviously I don't know if you like grew up wearing hardcore. I did though. Like my mom bought us the socks. I'll never forget when I got the socks for Christmas. It was the Italian flag socks. I wore those until they had holes in every single toe. Yeah. Like I loved those socks. My mom wore it. My whole family wears it. And it's just kind of crazy how like life goes, you know what I mean, in a way, because it's like now I work for you, you know what I mean? And it's a cool story. It's a, you could tell like how this company is just driven by like passion and like being, just being like the authentic Italian, like in the values and stuff like that. And it's really inspiring.
Yeah.
Thank
it brings you.
You
closer to like the company when you realize how or when it started. You like grow like a more appreciation for where you work.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. And to touch a little bit on like the beer story and, you know, why I wanted to take a shot or whatever, like, you know, I was delivering beer at 6-7 in the morning, like I said, and we would pull up to some places.
Who's drinking beer at 7 in the morning?
Well, that's what I want. That's what I wanted to tell you. It's people, their alcoholism is real. You know what I mean? Like it's real. And we would be delivering and there'd be people drunk outside of some of these places or whatever. That's like, terrible. I just really was like, what am I doing? Like, this is the mission. You know what I mean? Like when I put my head on the pillow at night, like I want to say like I supported alcoholism, you know, and though again, I like Peroni as much as the next guy, but people have problems with it, you know?
Yeah.
And I just was like, this isn't what I want to do. And I just really started thinking back, you know, about my grandparents and just kind of their story. And, you know, they just don't make people like that anymore. And I'm just thinking about the mission and what they preached. And like, I was like, this is something I believe in and I'm passionate in that I want to continue forever. Like, I feel like this business is my grandparents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like keeping this going is keeping their spirit going.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is something that I know, like I could dedicate my life to, you know what I mean? Like I really could.
Yeah.
So like, and a lot of people struggle with that too. Like, and you know, obviously there's people like Gary Vee and that talk a lot about this stuff now, but like, I was ready to like, I don't care if I make half the freaking money or make nothing. Like I want to do something that I feel passionate about. Like I need, like, you know what I mean? You need a mission and a purpose in life. And like, I found it. And like in college, you don't really find it. Like, it, you know, people freak out. Like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what career I want to do. Like, I didn't know either. I was graduated on a beer truck and didn't know. And then I just, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like I was just trying stuff and I was just thinking about stuff and I just realized it. And once I realized it, that was it. I was, you know what I mean? That there's, I'm no going back. Yeah, there's, I'm never going back. Right. Like this is what I believe in. Like there's no, I can't find anything else I'd be more passionate about than doing this.
That's awesome. You know?
Wow.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, just kind of like you said, you know, I think the reason too is like Italian grandparents, just everything they stood for and what they believe. Like if you think about, and it's all immigrants, you know, it's all immigrants. Yeah. That's why, like, I don't care what percentage Italian you are or whatever. Like we're a country of immigrants. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like so, who is America? Like what are, like we all, like every culture had so much to do with it. And like, especially Italians for sure.
Yeah.
We all immigrated here at one point or another.
Yeah. Exactly. And the point is people came here to take a shot. You know what I mean? Like they wanted a shot at just a regular life, you know, like my grandparents never wanted $1 million or never wanted this.
Yeah.
When they passed away, they died proud people. They didn't have money. They didn't have any fancy things or anything. But when they passed away, they were proud of us. Why? Because they taught us the values. And I know we want to get in another podcast or whatever, but I just feel like nobody talks about that anymore. Like it's not like our parents, our grandparents sacrificed. And you know what I mean? If who cares if it's your great, 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 great grandparents, who cares? You know what I mean? Like
whoever it
they,
is.
People sacrifice their lives to just pass down something. And you know what I mean? No one, they didn't come here and say, here's a Ferrari, here's a Lamborghini, here's a mansion.
Right. Yeah.
They just wanted, here's our traditions.
Yeah.
Here's how to be a respectful person. You know what I mean? Like here's how to do a garden, like enjoy life. You know what I mean? Like I learned all that stuff from them, like important stuff, you know, food, family, like that's what they taught. And that's what they would be happy with. Like that's all they wanted us to have. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they didn't care about anything else. They always put like us first. And I just feel like, I don't know, there's just not people like that as much anymore in general, you know?
Very rare. You do. Yeah.
So
people that just enjoy life and don't think about the dollar is like, you don't find that everywhere. And that's why we cherish our grandparents so much.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my grandfather was the same way. Like, I remember, like, we had, like, I would always go over there and he would be cutting fruit and we would just, me and him would sit there at the counter and eat grapes and watermelon all day. And me and him could just talk about nothing, about like how he just loved like the water. He like loves like Geneva, like just like such simple, light heart, like just good things. And I can't remember a conversation with my grandfather that I ever had that like didn't make me feel good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that's like the driving force behind like all of us. And especially being here today is just like, we're all seeking that same kind of like happiness and like that.
That's what I'm saying. They're the happiest people, and they had the littlest, you know what I mean? They had literally nothing. You know, we make a joke. My grandpa always said he was like happy with an orange at Christmas. Right, you know what I mean? We always joke about it. That's why I want to put the picture of oranges up so I remember it every freaking day. But like, I don't know. I just feel like today's culture doesn't do that. And I don't know. I want all Italians to just remember like what our grandparents stood for and did. They should be our role models. You know what I mean? Not these people on TV or whatever.
Yeah.
Like people that actually like were happy, like, I just remember thinking of my grandparents. You know, my grandfather was happy as hell outside smoking a cigar, like looking over his garden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was the happiest guy in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like nowadays it's, I didn't get the PS5. What the fuck, mom? You know what I mean? Like
we're a very materialistic generation in society now, for sure.
Yeah. Technology has ruined us all.
And I think like, we could just learn lessons from, they went through so many experiences and lived through a tough life, and they were just trying to teach us it. And maybe not necessarily always through like words, but through their actions, you know? Yeah. And I just feel like if we don't learn from it, it's a waste of their life. You know what I mean? Not to be dramatic, but it's, I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. And that's why I don't care if you're a celebrity or famous person or whatever, if you don't have the values of being Italian American, like I don't give a shit. Like I'd rather surround myself with people like you guys who get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to do a little bit more of now is really, you know, especially as we grow, like really nail down, this is our culture. This is what we stand for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And and could we maybe get more likes being walking gabagools? I don't know. Maybe. You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe, but I don't care. I rather like have half the money and
be
just like
ourselves.
If I could have 10 people like think about their grandparents and the sacrifice that they gave. And then like have no freaking money and this business never grows. Like, and I've influenced 10 people to do that. That's better than me like getting a million views for doing X, Y, Z. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's kind of how, you know, that's our background.
And that's what sets us. And that's just what makes hardcore, hardcore.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of like how you just said, this is why we're doing it. This is what we want. And this is what we're pushing for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys feel that too, right? You know what I mean? Like, 100%. You get what I'm saying? So
we have that drive. Like, we just, like, want... We always want more in the sense of, like, we're looking... We want a happy life.
Yeah.
And, like, a sufficient life.
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, like, I could dive into anything and not even be thinking about the dollar. Like, that's just me personally. Yeah. I don't know why I'm like that, especially being in, like, this generation, you know what I mean? But I just... That was never something that I wanted to accomplish in my life. So that's what, again, like I keep saying it, but like makes it so much fun about coming into work here because it's like, I am getting paid obviously, but like I'm doing something that like I'm so deeply passionate about.
Yeah,
and like, I just see this, like, you're becoming a role model. You know what I mean? Like, no, like,
I don't know about all that, but
no, but like genuinely though, a little bit, like you were 100%. A young kid who was like, you're pushing a very like important message that isn't being pushed anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that is like really important to like preface and say, because how many Italian Americans do you know right now who are talking about the sacrifices that their grandparents made,
right.
Like how he wants to uphold it. I just think it's the truth. You know what I mean? You're saying it.
100%. 100%.
Thank you. And, I'm usually more behind the scenes guy or whatever, and I'm trying to vocalize it more because it honestly is important. And I think it even extends outside of Italians or whatever. But I just think the way social media is designed and stuff like that, it's designed to get you addicted and get you it's like purposely made to be depressing. Like look at the numbers of how many people like committed suicide or have been depressed since the influence of social media. And it's kind of like people are depressed nowadays. Like,
it's definitely a double-edged sword, like a double-edged sword, because it's an amazing tool, but also, like you said, the amount of people that it has affected negatively to the point where they end their lives is not terrible.
Yeah.
And so it's not cute.
And my point is, like, look at your, and again, if you're not even Italian, I don't care. Look at your ancestors. We're in America. At some point, there were some ancestors, you know what I mean? Look at them and just think about, like, the sacrifice and, you know, they were happy, again, with nothing. So, like, just... It's about just being grateful and appreciating every day. There's 18 things for us to be grateful for right now. I mean, our health, you know what I mean?
100%.
Like our family, you know, we have people like our jobs. There's just so much stuff to be grateful for. Like, we just got to remember it. You know what
100%.
I mean? And that's why I want to be a little more vocal and start doing a little more podcasts and why we're investing more in the media. Cause, you know, am I the most outgoing person on planet Earth? No, you know what I mean? But like, do I believe in what we're doing? And I think a little more people need to hear it. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, I know it's not an easy task, but you know, that's why I really appreciate what you guys are doing too. Cause you know, just having the encouragement and you guys hopping on too and just vocalizing stuff, you know, hopefully if you guys are watching, drop a comment, hopefully, you know, we could relate to some people or whatever,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. For sure.
So if you guys appreciate it, let us know. Cause we want to drop more content and, you know, I think that's the 2024 take over the world. Yeah, hardcore
we're here to make all the content.
Yeah, definitely.
That's our plan. But is that a wrap on this one?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay.
That's a wrap. Good.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. I feel bad. It was I feel like it was mostly me talking. But
no.
It's important to get the message out.
Okay.
For sure.
No, I appreciate that. And yeah, guys, if you like this episode, please give us a like, give us a subscribe. The support really means everything. Like just doing that, sharing it, all that stuff really helps a ton. So check out our merch. We're wearing some today. You know what I mean? All the support, you know, we know you guys support already, but your continued support just really, I'm telling you, it impacts us a lot. We really mean it, our whole family. So thank you guys. See you on the next one.
See you on the flip side.